In the days when it was difficult for some to come to school, the school went to the students. In this case, the teacher was a renowned scientist teaching practical tips for farmers to survive. His story is this edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Times were tough economically in the 1930s. As Precious Freeman explains, that situation was heightened in southeastern Alabama.
We were enduring the Great Depression and the boll weevil depression here. So the boll weevil had come in and wiped out the cotton crops. As most people know, cotton was king back then, so our entire economy was built off of cotton. So it was Dr. Carver who actually started to come down and share with the farmers other ways that they could use their soil, other things that they could grow here.
She is speaking of Dr. George Washington Carver from the Carver Museum here in Dothan, Alabama.
We honor Dr. Carver here locally, but we've got peanuts everywhere. We've got murals of him in the building, but also outside right in front of the Civic Center. He's a big deal to us. So in 1938, he spoke at the first National Peanut Festival. He was a guest of honor and the guest speaker. But that kind of was like the climax of everything he had done because he was already here on the weekend, staying only a couple blocks from here.
Carver came here many weekends to teach from a traveling school of sorts.
He had his Jessup's wagon, and he was teaching the farmers the science. Before Dr. Carver, farmers were just doing what their grandparents told them to do. You know, they were just doing what they saw their family do, what had been passed down. Dr. Carver introduced the idea of farming being a science.
And at a time and location when race often mattered, Precious says Carver transcended those barriers.
One of our white visitors actually said that Dr. Carver is the Babe Ruth of agriculture. He's a very big deal to us.
And even that may be an understatement. More about Carver next time as we travel the countryside in Dothan, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.